Hello, welcome to 360 Degrees, and I remain your amazing host, Mario Afifana. Yeah! How are you guys doing? I missed you guys so much. Okay, let's get down to it. You know, over the past few weeks, I've been doing more like a self-discovery kind of thing, learning new ways, you know, seeing the beauty in life, being able to, like, you know, channel my energy into doing something positive, okay? And then what I've been able to understand is that the mind is very, very powerful. Like, if you're able to see life in a certain type of way, you would be able to excel, you know? The way you see life determines how successful you're going to be, okay? Like, a lot of people have this negative ideology towards life. Like, yes, everything is hard, things are hard, you know, no atom of positivity. So over the past few weeks, I've been able to, like, program my mind. I've been able to, like, channel all my energy into doing something positive. Okay, now it brings me to the topic we're going to be talking about today: the mind. How to be able to, like, channel your mind, how to be able to, like, tame your mind, how to be able to, like, erase all forms of negativity. Okay, now I'm going to start off with a story. So the past few months, like, I've been enjoying this movie app, Netflix. Okay, but before then I felt it was too expensive. Like, okay, why would I subscribe every month, then also use my data to download movies on Netflix? So I felt like, yeah, it was too expensive. Now, I was judging people that were actually subscribing for the Netflix app and all that. So what happened was that a friend actually said, okay, I'm gonna, like, pay for you. And I said, okay. And then, because, you know, obviously now, free things, yeah, who doesn't like free things? So when the friend eventually did, I kept downloading movies on Netflix. Like, no matter how expensive it was, you know, it was the normal, the way you download movies normally is totally different from the way you download on Netflix, because it's of high quality and all that. So the megabyte is usually very large. And then the first day, I downloaded a movie of about 800 MB thereabouts. Now, take note, I did a 1 gig subscription. So 800 MB was obviously a lot to me then. Now, what happened was that the next day, I don't know how much, but the data kept coming. You understand? And I was able to adapt. I was able to get used to that lifestyle of downloading movies on Netflix. And to be very honest, right now, I don't think I can be able to, like, download movies anywhere again except on Netflix. Now, I was able to channel my mind. I was able to tame my mind. Because, you know, if I was thinking, okay, the data is too much now. Okay, why would I subscribe? Why should I subscribe to Netflix? Why can't I could just download it anywhere, you understand? But you can agree with me that the quality is totally different, okay, from the normal sites you download movies from. Okay, now I was able to tame my mind. I was able to, like, you know, adapt to quality. Now, over the years, I've come to understand that the way you think, the way you see life, determines whether you are going to be successful or you're going to fail. Okay, now I've been able to attend symposiums and seminars that were teaching about, that taught about, you know, the whole positivity, okay, have a positive mindset towards life and all that, but I wasn't able to apply it to my life, okay, because trust me, and I say this with utmost sincerity, application of life principles can be very hard if you don't have a personal experience. What I mean is that if something is not bugging you, if life is not treating you badly, you can't be able to find solutions to problems. You understand? If you're not faced with a problem, you obviously cannot be able to find solution. Okay? Now, so I was able to change my mindset on my own personally. I came to understand that, well, okay, the way you see life has to change. When you face a problem, what should you do? You basically have to channel all your energy into solving that problem with a positive mindset. Okay? With a positive mindset. Now, a lot of folks, I try as much as possible to distance myself from folks that, you know, spur a lot of energy from their mouth. Like, okay, you're faced with a problem and you're like, ah, this thing is not gonna work. Oh my god. Yes, I don't want that negativity around me. You understand? And you shouldn't too. There shouldn't be negativity around you if you want to be successful in life. Okay? Now, I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. I listen to Miles Moreau and a whole lot of others, and I was able to understand that there was one thing in common. Let me make it very simple. There was one thing in common. They were pained. Okay? They had an issue. So they looked for ways to be able to solve that problem. Okay? Now, you should be able to channel all your energy with a positive mindset. If not, you find it really hard to achieve certain goals in life. Okay, now, over the years, I've been able to, like, also surround myself with people who think alike. Surround yourself with people who would always see the positivity in any given situation at all. Surround yourself with people who, when faced with challenges, they look for solutions. Okay, try as much as possible to distance yourself from people that will always see the negative side of anything at all. Okay? Try as much as possible to distance yourself from people that, you know, emit a whole lot of negative energy. The kind of friends you keep, the kind of circle you keep, determines whether or not you're going to be successful or fail in life. Surround yourself with people who think alike. Surround yourself with people who aspire to be great. Surround yourself with people who will guide you. Okay, now I told somebody yesterday, I'm like, okay, the kind of friends I keep right now, the kind of friends God has blessed me with, you know, I've been able to learn a lot from them. Like, each conversation I have with my friends right now, I'm learning. And I noticed that the conversations I was having about 3, 4, 5 years ago are not the same ones I'm having right now. Because right now, the whole goal of the team, I used to call my friends, my circle of friends, team, the whole goal is to excel. So we are always looking for solutions to problems. We're always talking about things that will, you know, give us that, or make us achieve that goal. Okay, and it's been able to help me a lot in life, because now the way I see things now is totally different. You know, I think I have the mentality of a winner. I have the mentality of a successful person. Okay, now let me give you an example. Most times like this, few years back, when somebody is calling a certain amount of money, I'll be like, ah, it's too much. Oh my God, this money is too much. Ah, more. But right now, I can tell you for a fact that I've been able to surpass that mediocrity. Yes. So now when I'm faced with certain challenges, when somebody calls some certain amount of money, I'm like, yes, now, we can get this one. I believe, I know we can obviously get this one if we work hard. Okay, so my ideology, my mentality has changed over the years. I've been able to adapt. I've been able to like tame my mind. I've been able to control my mind. I've been able to like give my mind also free will to be able to aspire to be better. Okay, now the mind is a very, very powerful tool. The mind is very, very powerful. You have to be able to like tame your mind. You have to be able to like control your mind to see the positivity in any given situation. Okay, when faced with challenges, what do you see? What comes to mind first? Do you see the negativity or do you see the positivity? Do you see, when faced with problems, do you always feel like you cannot overcome? Or do you feel like, okay, yes, there's a solution somewhere? Mentality, change your mindset, change the way you think, change the way you look at life. Surround yourself with people who see life in a positive way, who see the positivity in life. Surround yourself with people who want to be great. Surround yourself with people who would make you, who would grow with you, who would guide you. Surround yourself with people who you can be able to learn from every day. Okay, and I know definitely that from this few words of mine, you can be able to apply it into the way you see life. All right, surrounding yourself with people that matter is a very, very useful tool in being successful in life. The kind of circle you keep, the kind of friends you keep, determine whether or not you are going to be successful in life. Okay, so channel your energy into doing something positive. Take away the negativity from your heart. Take away the negativity from your mind. Try as much as possible to filter what you hear. Filter what you listen to. Okay? That is it. That's just one way or another way to look at life. I'm sure you might have heard a lot of motivational speakers talk about these things. That the mind is very powerful, and yes, understanding your mind and being able to tame your mind can be very, very useful in achieving success in life. Okay, I hope with these very few words of mine, you are inspired to be able to see life differently. Okay, so thank you very much for listening to me. I remain your amazing host, Maro Efifina. Thank you.